This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this is information that YouTube would ban if it were put on their site. So, if any of you are planning on putting this on YouTube, do not, because it will get you banned. Tracy's with us, and she is a person who has 26 years of nursing experience. Her husband is a doctor, and they have a practice. And she is revealing information that is contrary to what you may have been hearing, specifically about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And also that I believe she said three people that she knows have received the jab, meaning the vaccine for coronavirus, and they died. Is that right, Tracy? Three people?
Yep. They have.
Okay.
Now,
right.
You know,
so
what
you
they do with these vaccines, and I'm not just talking about the most current one that everyone's rushing to get, is when people get them, either they immediately have a problem, right, or death, or let's say 12 months from now, something comes up, be that cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, name something, okay? So suddenly, and within the next 12 months, they have some other major disease process going on. So it triggers. It triggers things in the DNA and opens envelopes, if you will. They all work together. Does that make sense? It's a multiple layered level of genocide bioweapon. And
Tracy, do you have a feel for the origin?
You know, we didn't realize it. What,
do you have a feeling for the origin? Do you have a feel for the origin of this virus?
Well, it was definitely created in a lab. And it was not, you know, they call it the China virus. And yes, China had a hand in releasing it, but it was created in many, many college university laboratories, including in the United States, and one military base in Maryland, in a laboratory. They're fully aware of it.
Does that explain in your mind why we have not turned China into glass as if it were just from them? Meaning there are many players in many continents?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, Dr. Fauci worked with the Wuhan lab, and he's very responsible in all of these things. I mean, he's friends with Bill Gates. There's pictures of him with Bill Gates. I mean, these things are not just a coincidence. So let's go to one other thing.
Jeffrey Epstein was friends with...
Go ahead. Have you seen the picture of him with Bill Gates?
Jeffrey Epstein was friends with Bill...
Yeah. And Epstein?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally...
Yeah. And it's funny. My family thinks it's wrong of me to describe how ugly these people physically are. Literally. I mean, they're not pleasant to look at.
Right.
And my family says, yeah, but they can't help it. But yeah, I know they can't. And with all their money, you would think they'd get a face transplant. But they're ugly on the inside. They're ugly on the outside.
Very.
It's like 100% ugly. And I think if Zuckerberg ever thought about it, and he thought about how many friends he really has, he would realize that just about everybody on the planet hates him. I think
right. He
figured that out, if he really had time to think about it.
Well,
and the same is true for
I believe he's
Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates.
I believe he's a clone, which the population's not ready to understand or accept that technology yet, and that it exists, and that it has been going on underground since World War II. Evil, evil scientists, absolutely evil, have created entities and beings that, you know, I actually told Doc one day, I said, you know, I'm starting to think that the National Enquirer was probably a bunch of truth. You know how they've put pictures on the front page of the National Enquirer of chimera pigs that look like humans
absolutely.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we have to ask ourselves.
I do.
Where would those come from? Where would they get a picture of that? Where would they imagine that if it didn't
exist? It's not just the National Enquirer. It's the Twilight Zone, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone.
Exactly.
It's
and
the Outer Limits, you know, the television series.
Yes.
The X-Files. Yeah, it's all there.
And I never watched some of that because it seemed, I'm not a sci-fi person, you know, quote unquote. I don't care for sci-fi. But I even had the doc to record X-Files because when it was playing on, you know, whatever program, whatever channel it was on, I never watched it with him, but I said, you know, I'm starting to think there's stuff in those X-Files that I need to know, that it's not based in fiction.
Right.
Because think about something, Vinny.
Right. And
we know a lot of bright people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dr. Sheely, yourself.
Right.
I do a lot of research, mm-hmm. so I think that makes me bright. I'm not sure otherwise, but can our imaginations come up with, let's say, Star Wars? So do we really believe that George Lucas has a brain that can imagine, right, all of these scenarios, these beings, these space-traveling ships, so forth, to put it out to us as quote-unquote sci-fi, science fiction? I don't believe they're fiction.
Yeah. Well, I have been referring to what I would let our children watch on the screen, you know, the boob tube, when they were younger. And I said they can watch science, they can watch history, and they can watch future history. And future history, as defined by their dad, was science fiction.
Right.
That's how I looked at it, and that's what's happening. And if you look even at a television series, which I've assigned as homework, The Rockford Files. Now, although it didn't deal very much with science fiction, etc., it did deal with government and the things that government did wrong, like tax evasion. The police department involved in tax evasion, planting evidence, arresting people for crimes they didn't commit. Now, this was in the 1970s that this series was televised, The Rockford Files, with James Garner, real name James Bum Garner, one of, the actor that John Wayne said was the finest actor, finest male actor in Hollywood. So I have a couple quick questions. These little dots, during the break, I took some dust. I took some household dust as collected by the central vacuum cleaner. I picked up some of that dust out of there, and I examined it in a closet under ultraviolet light. And what I'm trying to refer to is these two images that you sent me that we'll have to describe verbally to our class. Well, I looked at dust with an ultraviolet light in the closet, you know, in darkness.
Right.
And what I saw was colors that are not the same colors that you see under daylight. So, for example, my pair of Brooks white leather sneakers, I aimed this ultraviolet light at my white sneakers, and they were inner city red. They would look like someone in the inner red that someone in the inner city who is really a sneaker aficionado would buy because of the color red. A bright, bright red. And these are my white sneakers, okay?
Right.
Made by Brooks. One thing. I looked at the dust and that I got from the central vacuum cleaner. Now, we have dogs and cats in the house, and there were filaments of dust, and there were dots, these little tiny, tiny, tiny balls that I could see with the naked eye that were glowing blue. Then I aimed this light at my, I have a shirt on right now that's 40 years old. It's a mechanic shirt because I'm going to be working on vehicles right after the broadcast. And so it's an old shirt, but it looks new.
Right.
And it's top quality. It's made, sold by Sears. It was given to me when my first day at as an auto mechanic at Sears, and it still works. Well, anyway, I looked at, it's kind of a dark gray, and I've got these blue dots. I don't know what they're from. Blue, like iridescent blue dots,
right, iridescent,
on my shirt.
Yep.
Why are they there? So then I looked at, I have a blotter, a black blotter, on the studio desk, and I aimed down at the ultraviolet light at that. And I've got these blue dots there, millions of them. Now,
yep.
I'm not saying that. Why? What are they? What are these little buggers?
Right.
Now, most of them are blue.
There
are other colors too.
You know, it's a sound and light frequency. You know,
I cannot. I'm shining the light right now. I cannot see these little buggers with the naked eye. It's absolutely true. So, what do you think they are?
They're fluorescent nanodots. And if you gather some of them together and start them on fire, say, put them on a metal surface and light a stick lighter, mm-hmm. and watch them. They will light on fire and they will spark like they have, like a firework almost. Just a many, many tiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they those are hitting the envelopes that open, okay? So when they're in our body, and they're activated, opening a different envelope for, it depends on the person's DNA as to what is going to be triggered by the opening of that envelope. So, for instance, we've done some red light therapy, infrared light therapy. Two different circumstances. One of my girlfriends, she bought her own red light and does red light therapy. And you put the red light on, let's say an infection, or let's say a skin issue, cirrhosis, what do we call it? It's not coming to me, sorry. Anyways, if you put it on there, shine it on there, you can physically see things moving under the skin. They don't like red light. They also don't like different levels of sound frequency. It's amazing what you can find out, you know, just by doing a few little different things. And so red light therapy and different sound therapies, because you can get on YouTube, which I know is not one of my favorites, it's just the one you have access to listen to different frequency vibration meditation that help our bodies heal.
And that's something that Dr. Shealy talks about pretty often, meditation.
Yes.
And, okay, when we come back, can we talk about what can we do to protect ourselves? Does colloidal or ionic silver work? What if you inhale it? We'll be right back.
Okay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Tracy's with us. And so, Tracy, what about colloidal / ionic silver? Will that help us? Taking it orally, inhaling a mist of it. Sometimes it's sold with a spray bottle. It's designed to be sprayed on your skin. Some people inhale it. I'm not recommending or unrecommending. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you what I've done for myself. So I'm also not recommending or promoting. It's your own decision to do your own research on. One time I had a pretty bad lung infection, I would say about 4 years ago, and nothing in Western medicine was really helping me. Now, I had to be on an antibiotic because I had yuck in my lungs. But what I did was dumped some colloidal silver in my nebulizer and inhaled it with a couple of drops of thieves oil. I wouldn't recommend somebody doing that, like I said, but it got rid of it within 2 days. It was gone. One of the things that notoriously the population is severely deficient in, and I think Dr. Shealy also tells people this, is vitamin D. So does Dr. Shealy recommend a certain vitamin D on your program that if I recommend that same one, it wouldn't be something no one's heard before? Or hey, the reason I say that is because they're not all cut from the same cloth.
Right. Dr. Shealy recommends vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week.
Uh-huh.
And if you are experiencing symptoms that you need to treat immediately, I think he bumps it up to 150,000. But
right,
only
3 days in a row.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now,
The reason I say that is because the only one that we'll recommend, it's a certain brand name product, which I make zero money from. I just know that it works with lab testing in our patients, okay? Some of these brands out there are full of fillers, and they actually decrease people's vitamin D levels. So Dr. Shealy does the Biotech brand D3, 50,000 units once a week. And I've done that also. I've taken, if I start feeling puny, I take the D3 3 days in a row multiple times throughout the years, and I'm just fine, and I get better. So D3, vitamin C, and zinc. And I take liposomal C, and I also do infusions of vitamin C in large doses because I had cancer. I do not have cancer. I thank the vitamin C and Dr. Shealy for the reason that I probably don't have cancer, besides I had surgery, you know. So vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, silver, and actually tonic water, which has some of the same properties as the hydroxychloroquine does. I've also put that in my nebulizer to inhale into our lungs. It works also.
Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth Isaacs is our Wednesday correspondent from Australia, and she'd been talking about tonic water for years because of the quinine content in tonic water.
Very good.
So,
it's very good.
And also, you mentioned vitamin C infusions.
Yes.
I've had those.
Have you?
And Myers cocktail, is that what you're referring to?
Well, that's a vitamin C with, the B vitamins included,
Right. And I believe that when we saw Hillary perform in her final debate, she was absolutely spectacular. Now, I'm not a fan of Hillary.
Right.
Don't misunderstand, class. But her performance from the falling down Hillary, who, you know, couldn't get into her SUV, who had to be helped up and down stairs, that Hillary was magnificent on stage during her final, what they called a debate, which was really a monologue, I guess it is. She was brilliant, and I asked Dr. Shealy on air if that could have been a miracle of modern medicine, and he said yes. And I thought that what she received was a vitamin C Myers cocktail infusion. And I've received them, and they are unbelievable. They jumpstart the immune system if it needs to be jumpstarted.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've got two more segments, Tracy.
Okay.
Going to the bottom of the hour, commercials and news. And if we could we talk about masks, what your thoughts are?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about my socks. I wear black socks, and I used an ultraviolet light during the broadcast.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including 1 person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past 6 races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well. Grippy pit boxes. You won't see 2 tires here. 4 tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second would be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during a green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip, 1, please.
19 takes 1.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
6 years experience as a nurse. Tracy, so I have this machinist ruler. It's a stainless steel ruler, and it's graduated in 30 seconds of an inch. So I put on some new socks this morning before the broadcast, and they are black. And they are, I can't seem to find socks that are made in this country, so they're made in communist China.
Right.
And so they're black socks, and I've worn black socks most of my life, if not all of my life. And when I buy them, I buy a bunch of them, so they're all the same. So if I lose 1, 2, 3, 5, They seem to go to sock heaven. I don't know where they go, but sock heaven is where socks end up. And so if they were, if I had blue socks and green socks and yellow socks, I'd have only one of each. So I don't know where they go, but by having a whole bunch of them, like getting 12 pairs at a time, like 36 pair at a time, I can lose some and I'm still okay because they're all the same. So these are from Communist China. And I didn't like that. I really like gold toe, but, $15 a pair, that's kind of nuts. Anyway, so I took that black light and I aimed it at the socks in the studio. I got them on and I just pulled up my blue jeans to look at them. And I saw these iridescent dots. So I took out this machinist ruler. It's 6 inches long. And I measured 1 inch across and I counted 14 dots. And then I measured 1 inch down, 14 dots of iridescent blue. It's all over. I mean, it looks like these would be designer socks, at a gay convention, I guess.
Yeah. if you could see them, yeah. Glow in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so 14 times 14 is 196. Now, I didn't just grab the highest density dot glowing, these dots area of the socks. It's like all over. It's like almost uniform coverage. Now, I don't know what these are, but class, I suggest you look at your socks, okay? I suggest you, if you get a black light, look in the dark at your laundry, look at your shirts and slacks and socks and shoes, and look at the dust if you can find some, in your house. Look at under your keyboard. Look around wherever you see dust, look and see if you're seeing these blue iridescent dots. Or is that just overhead in our part of Missouri? Okay, but seriously, don't look at ultraviolet light because you can blind yourself with it. So be very, very careful. I happen to have a pen light that I bought on eBay, and we use it in the mechanic shop. Okay, so for example, if we're looking for a coolant leak, we'll put a dye in the cooling system, and where it shows up under the ultraviolet light, we know that's where the leak is. You can use it in engine oil, too. There's different dyes for engine oil, transmission oil, cooling system, General Motors cooling system versus others. So you can see these iridescent colors. But anyway, either it's being sprayed overhead or it's in our clothing, but it's in my mind, there's no way we can avoid breathing this in because it's everywhere.
I've
looked all over the house. It's everywhere, and I haven't gone outside yet. I'll tell you what this looks like, class. If you saw a magnificent star-filled night, and they don't make them anymore, but if you're old enough to remember what that'd be like, billions and billions of stars, that's what this looks like, except they're iridescent blue.
Right. And they create disease on purpose, bioweapon.
Next question.
I just found something in my notes. Do you want me cover?
Please do.
Okay. So on Christmas Day, I spent Christmas Day sitting in the parking lot of a hospital with my best friend's husband, was admitted, who has had several comorbidities. Okay, overweight, Hashimoto's disease, end stage COPD. He was 59 years old. He didn't make it. Of course, he tested for COVID, and that's what he had. So he's in there, and he can't breathe. His O2 stats are literally for weeks that I was helping him at his house because he would not go to the hospital. His O2 stats were in the 60s, sometimes in the 50s, way down there. No one should ever survive that. It's the only person I've ever known that made it as long as he did with those kind of oxygen numbers. Now, when he gets in the hospital, of course, their treatment is remdesivir, okay? So this morning when I was sitting outside, because I already knew that this was a side effect of remdesivir, is respiratory distress or failure. So I Googled it, and phase 3 randomized open-label trial in hospitalized adults with severe COVID-19, adverse events reported in 74% of the patients who received 5 or a 10-day remdesivir regimen, respectively, serious adverse events, respiratory distress or failure, septic shock, reported in 21 or 35%. Now, someone's in there that can't breathe, that they say has pneumonia, COVID pneumonia with the glass shards, right? And they're giving this medication to them in 5 and 10 day treatment cycles that causes respiratory failure. Does that make sense to anyone?
Of course it doesn't make sense, because that the treatment is for respiratory distress.
Right. It causes acute respiratory failure in 6 to 11%. Also increases liver enzymes, causes septic shock, all kinds of things. So when you go, when these patients are going to the hospital, and this is the standard treatment, right, in the corporate entity mafia, why are they dying from COVID-19? They're already sick, and then they're added treatments that are not effective.
Tracy, we had USA Preparers used to be picked up and rebroadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we were removed, and I heard a broadcast when they're talking about why they removed us. And one of the reasons was that I failed to admit/recognize, I'm paraphrasing, that I failed to admit that COVID-19 is fake, fraud, and, to use their terms, BS. I said it's real, it's deadly, it's a killer, it's expensive, etc. And I refused to say that it's fake, fraud, BS, etc. And so they removed us from their particular media outlet, Republic Broadcasting. So we're no longer there. And I, you know, they will never have my permission to rebroadcast USA Prepares on that network. That being said, we lost in our family, our extended family, 2 people to COVID-19, the coronavirus. And one of them had cancer and was doing really well, a great-grandfather, probably in his 80s. And I know him. I mean, I know this guy. And probably a very healthy individual in most respects. Had cancer, and he was doing well. And they had a person come in, one of these visiting nurse types, to, you know, help out, you know, with meds or whatever, and take medical measurements, you know, blood pressure and so forth, and fill out the chart. And that person brought the coronavirus into the household. So he got it. His wife got it. And their children, who would help out, who were in their 60s, you know, they'd come visit mom and dad and help out for a week, and then they'd go home, and then the next child would come in and help out for a week and go home, and then the next one. They all got it. So the 3 children got it, who are grandparents themselves. The great-grandparents got it. And some of the children of the who were grandparents got it. So, and it was absolutely debilitating. Now, so some people get, they were treated in the hospital, the Western course of treatment for it. They were all diagnosed positively. They were all treated, and they all had a heck of a go of it. 2 out of 6 died in my extended family. So what I'm saying is, I'm convinced that this thing is absolutely positively real, which is what I said on day one, well over a year ago. However, most people, when they get sick, go to the hospital because that's what they do. And they don't consider that there are maybe possible better treatments or alternatives, and they don't want to hear about it. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that it is real and it's a bioweapon. You understand what I'm saying? And the testing swabs are also compromised. By the way, there are people out there that have put these swabs underneath microscopes and see these strands moving. Also, these strands are moving in the masks. Now, I'm sure you know where all of these are manufactured, both the masks and the swab testing techniques, right?
Yeah, and the latex gloves.
Right.
And pretty much, and the thermometers, and pretty much everything else.
The medications, yeah.
From the same country that sells us all this other Chinese junk.
Yes.
Like defective auto parts, yes.
Yeah, I just got a video from a friend of mine maybe yesterday or the day before. I think I sent it to you. with the mask and the, did I send you the one with the mask where the fibers were moving under the light like a worm?
No, I didn't see that one, but I did see the one, the video that was shot from a cell phone from a person in a car next to a person who just got the jab, who they were told, and correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding was, okay, get the jab, it's in, you sit in your car, hang out for 15 minutes, blow the horn if you have a problem, and this woman passed out after getting the jab. Did I see that correctly?
Yes, she did. You saw that correctly. Yeah, they're told to wait 15 minutes in their car after they're done, in case there's anything that comes up, and hit the horn if you need help. And they stone cold passed out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the, you know, end result of that particular person was, but someone a car over was video recording it and freaking out.
Absolutely. Absolutely freaking out.
Well, listen, you know, the 99% of us, if we were diagnosed with the COVID, right, have the capability of recuperating with nothing. Okay, our own immune system will fight it off, and it's proven under all. There's a ton of doctors out there that have proven that hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Z-Pak, and sometimes maybe a prednisone or an inhaler is needed, depending on the severity of their symptoms, that recover fully with no problem. We have patients on preventative hydroxychloroquine regimens. They've not gotten sick. So the point is, the fear level and this masking and wearing these masks, breathing your own exhaust all day, even in the great outdoors. I mean, this morning on our way in for me to call to be on the show, we stopped at the convenience store to get a drink, and this guy got out of his car with his mask on, went in the convenience store with his mask on, came back out with his mask on, and I just sit there and shake my head, because here's the deal. Because this is a psychological war, people have got to take them off, or we are not going to win it. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, my personal opinion is that if a store requires it and I'm going to go into that store, I need to comply with their code of conduct, or don't shop there.
Right.
That's my personal position. We'll be right back with Tracy.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So during the break, I went back in the closet with the red light. I'm sorry, with the ultraviolet light. And I looked down at my sneakers, which are made by a company called Brooks, which I think are outstanding. It's an old sneaker company. And they were gay parade red in the closet under ultraviolet light. And I shined the ultraviolet light on New Balance sneakers that are white. Now, these are white sneakers, white leather sneakers. They're not plastic. You know, well, there's plastic in it, but I'm talking about the leather surface, the upper. Gay parade red. And the New Balance, gay parade red. So then I found one of Mrs. Finelli's belts. She and I have a belt from 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago. And it's harness leather with a brass buckle. There's one to fit her, one to fit me. And it's just, it's oiled, tanned leather. It's not black, it's not brown. It is brown, but it's a natural brown. It's not painted. And I shined the ultraviolet light on that, and it didn't change color. It's the same color it is in natural light. What I'm saying is these Chi-Coms have done something to the leather of sneakers that causes them to turn red under ultraviolet light. What is it? I don't know at this point. I just found this out during this broadcast. So I'm concerned.
These nanodots have infiltrated everything. They're in the wood. They're in the paint. They're in metal. They're in glass. They are everywhere. Everywhere. But this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. It just didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. And where was this nanobot technology created? Do you know?
Yes, yeah, Stanford University, Northwestern University. That's where the patents are. And a military base in Maryland, and for sure, the Bush family is one of the most evil entities that have ever walked the surface of this earth. Who also, you know, they're friends with the Clintons and the Obamas. They're all in the same club. They pretend to fight in Congress, and then they go have lunch together an hour later. Do you see what I'm saying?
And they're all related.
Yes.
All the presidents are related to each other except for one.
One. Yes.
Just one.
So I just got another video sent to me. This is how it works for me all day, every day. But, and I've already seen the ex-Pfizer vice president. Have you seen that video?
Tell the class about it, please.
Okay. He's warning people that if you've had the COVID vaccine, it's too late.
Yeah.
You are not going to make it. You are going to get very sick. He used to work for one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies. By the way, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals love, and Bill Gates, they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't gotten into, because we don't have time, we're swinging around here, but the patents on different pharmaceutical medications, too, and what they've put in them will blow your mind.
Tracy, I have a question for you and a request. And that is, if you have time, would you consider coming back, in let's say a week or so, for 1 hour, and answering the responses to the homework that I'm going to assign right now? And that is, class, if you have a black light, never look at it. Never look directly at a black light because it can blind you. But if you have one, aim it around your house. Look at the dust, look at your socks, look at your slacks, look in the dark, and see if you're seeing what we see. And if you do, would you call us? And I'll give you the number right now. And when Tracy comes back, and we can talk about it, if she's willing to do this, that number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Are you as stunned by what you see as I was during this broadcast when I went into the closet? Tracy, will you be able to come back sometime? And
yeah, you make me laugh going into the closet.
Well, I said it that way. I said it that way on purpose because you used to be able to say that. You know, now it means something else.
Right, now you're in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm shining my black light right now on my computer keyboard, which is black, and I have a bunch of green fibers all over it. They're itsy-bitsy microscopic tiny dots.
Yep.
Now, remember when I told you that some of our patients have literally pulled strings out of them? Looking like they thought they were like a worm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't a worm. They were a fiber. And under this black light, they're iridescent also. So they'll either be red, orange. The red ones are turning orange right now for some reason, which I could get into at a different time also. There's an antidote. They're reversing, thanks to a president that we had that knows all about this technology, is reversing it. So anything that you've seen sprayed in the sky as of late, say the last four and a half years, is fixing things. But yes, I'll come back, and I'd also like to talk to you at some point about Jessar and Nisar, which would be a different topic for a different show.
Just send me an email when you're ready. I'll make the announcement to class. So, class, here's your homework. Get an ultraviolet light. Get your ultraviolet light. Look around your house. See what you see. And then call in during the broadcast when Tracy and I are on and tell us what you've seen. I'll put you right on the air, and we'll do it all live. 866-582-9933. And I will announce when Tracy's going to be on. So you'll have a few days' notice to, get ready for that broadcast. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us today and awakening those who are listening.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.